Get your crap ready for the big town port yard sale. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
I'm Joe.
Joe, you like that one, Joe. Didn't you like that opening? I heard you giggling.
Crap.
Even though you're putting on your lip gloss, you know things right before. We have hours and hours before the show, and then you lip gloss up right when the show starts.
Yeah, I was hoping that I could make some lip glossing sounds for you.
You are. You're driving me insane. So I just want as brief as possible, mm-hmm. and maybe you'll get the entendre. How was the 60s tie-dye show?
Well,
brief as possible.
JoJo was a man who thought she was a woman. It was fabulous.
Yeah.
That's why I'm Joe. It was fabulous.
I can't believe you're rubbing your hands together. People are listening to all
these. I'm purposely making all the noises because you need exposure therapy for your misophonia.
I can't believe. Thank God you're not wearing jewelry. That's all I have to say.
I didn't wear any bracelets, although I am wearing some earrings and a necklace. So yeah. I was surrounded by other 60s music lovers at the 60s Woodstock event, tie-dye festival. Right. It was fabulous. That's why I decided to be JoJo today.
Right.
It was great. There were all the other 60s lovers. Some of the people that I was at the library event with last year, the 60s music event. It was just so fun. I mean, we all talked about our love of 60s music, of the Doors and Janis Joplin and
just,
the Stones.
You know what? I'm just more interested in how long did it take them to throw you out
when
you said, I'm tie-dyeing underwear for the cunts in town? Because I'm sure that came about at some point.
No, I never said it. I didn't say it. Actually, most people there were older than me.
Right.
I was probably the youngest of the people.
I thought there were going to be kids tie-dyeing. You didn't have to muscle anyone out of the way.
Friday night, it was nighttime. So most people were older and they were gray-haired.
Right.
So I was like the youngest of the 60s music-loving people there. And
were they tying their underwear also? Or
I was the only one doing undies. And
What size did you get? I forgot to ask you. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm so fascinated.
I got a few sizes because I wanted to, like I said, have some to give out to the,
right.
You told me not to swear, to the See You Next Tuesdays that I encounter in town.
I said you could swear.
No, you told me not to use that word so much. So I did get various sizes.
But by spelling it out, you're still using it.
Well, I'm trying to be a little more PG-13.
Right. So for anyone who's under 8 who can't spell, we're okay.
Exactly.
But go ahead.
So I got various sizes. I got extra large, XXL, and 2XL.
Right.
Because I figured I run into all size CNX
Tuesdays. And I want our logo to be giant anyway.
Exactly.
The bigger the underpants, the bigger the logo.
And then I got some, the smallest ones I did were mediums.
Okay.
Because the one I ran into at that store was a medium, and I'm wearing a medium. So I wanted also for myself, for when you and I do ribbon cuttings, and I wear the Community News bikini and the bra that I'm going to wear for the ribbon cuttings. Even though, you know, typically I don't like to show off my body, partly because I don't like to show it off, and partly because I'm, like, fatter than I want to be. But I said, if anyone invites us to a ribbon cutting, you and I will now start to be the freak shows that show off our bodies.
Perfect.
So, yeah. So it actually was a conversation piece. A lot of the older people in town, the people that were there were the fun ones. They weren't the See You Next Tuesdays. They were the people who have a sense of humor. And they thought it was funny. They were
okay,
like,
good.
Why are you tie-dyeing underwear? And I told them it's part of our merchandise we're going to give out. And they thought it was hilarious. They agreed with me that there's a lot of uptight See You Next Tuesdays in town that deserve me to give it to them as a promotional merchy joke thing. And they thought it was funny.
I'm glad that you've cut down. I'm glad that you've cut down on the amount of times you say cunt.
Yes.
Could just cut down on the amount of times you spell it.
Yeah. I could do that too. I could do that too. You're just asking me about that topic. So.
Oh, okay.
But as I told you the evening we interviewed Dan Vanderfan, I am very good at breathing and holding it all in. Just like when that lady came to my house.
Breathing, you said? You're
breathing,
good at breathing?
Breathing.
Oh, breathing. I thought you said breeding.
No, just like the night that lady came as a guest of a guest.
Well, you're good at breeding also. You have two very nice kids.
Don't
sell yourself short.
I'm not going to sell myself short. Just like the night that lady came as the guest of a guest, I can breathe and hold it in, and I can hold back.
Right.
When someone is even rude and obnoxious and an asshole.
Right.
I'm able to do that.
Wonderful.
For hours. But there comes a point where the rudeness at some point is enough and I'm not going to take it anymore. And just like with her, at some point I'm going to say, you can leave now.
Okay. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Do you think this is rude because this just happened in town?
What?
There was a family moving into town, and I don't know if you saw this, but the moving truck drove into their house. Oh, did you see that?
I did not.
It's amazing. They were moving, right, 3 blocks away from my house. You didn't read this in the paper?
No.
They were moving into the house, and the moving truck actually drove into their living room.
After it moved them in or before
it? Before it moved it in. I guess they were trying, I don't know if they were trying to make a bigger entrance to get everything in or what. How would you like that? Your entry into town and your moving truck drives in.
Holy moly.
Isn't that great? Wow. Not much to say about it, huh?
Well, you know, I'm just processing.
No cunts involved in this story.
Well, I'm processing because a couple things. I recently was talking to somebody who is in the process of moving.
And are you going to recommend this company?
No. But the person was telling me they actually just moved about 10 months ago and they're moving again. They told me that the company they moved with 10 months ago held all of their stuff hostage. So this time they're doing it themselves with a budget truck.
But, you know, nothing makes me feel more secure than people who have never driven an 18-wheeler
exactly.
going down the highway with all their possessions.
I agree.
That is the most comforting thing to me.
Not only that, she was telling me, you know, She would only do it this way, budget or U-Haul yourself. And I was thinking, yeah, like you said, I mean, not everyone's cut out to do that. And not only that, then you have to drive somewhere and sleep somewhere, find a place that you're feeling secure to sleep with.
Not only that, you're probably looking at directions while driving the truck. This is why.
Making turns.
This is why I hate people. Just for that reason. Thank you for bringing it up.
I hate people for a lot of other reasons before that.
Well, that just seals the deal for me.
You know what's funny? You know how I always tell you when you say I hate people and I go, I don't hate people. I love people. And it's like, in my mind, I love people. I think of all the reasons I love people.
Right.
But lately, I've been out with people. And there's so many reasons to hate people. You're right.
If you loved people, you wouldn't have tie-dyed 7 million pairs of underwear this weekend.
That's
okay?
What I'm saying, because in my mind, I love people. When I stay home and think about, there's so many reasons to love people. Then I get out there in the world, at like that lady coming to my house.
Right.
There are so many assholes out there. When I actually get out, you're much more realistic than me.
Right.
Because once I get out there and mix with people, I forget. There's so many horrible people.
That's why I avoid all town events and segue why I will not be attending the town port. Yard
Segway,
sale this
you're
weekend.
You're so much more in reality than me, Segway. Like, I'm in my head a lot more, I guess, and I idealize people and want to think that they all have the same heart as me because I'm a nice person.
Wow. You are a nice person.
I mean, I am. And so I segue. I think that I idealize people.
How many times are you going to say segue?
But I think they're as earnest as me, and then, like, they're not. Right. They're like, horrible. So you're much more in reality.
Right. Well, Segway, we're going to the Townport yard sale. They're having it on the burnt out field, which still hasn't grown back yet.
Can only imagine the horribleness of
that. What kind of crap, I mean, what kind of items are you going to bring for sale?
Well, you know,
do you have anything in your house?
I do. I still have a lot, even though I give away hundreds of things. You know how I'm part of that Townport gift site?
Correct.
So I give away a lot. I've given away a lot on there, but I still have a lot in my attic that I could give away.
Will you do me a favor, since I have zero interest in going to this and dealing with the people there, I'm just going to give you my crap to sell also, and you'll take care of it. You'll represent Community News. You know, it's coming up this weekend. You can get everything ready.
I have
a couple days to bring it over to you.
I don't know if I would do the yard sale because I'm part of the gift thing where we give it away. So I don't know if I would do the yard sale because I don't do it for money. I do it where we all give it away.
Well, but I'm not part of it. So you'll sell my stuff. I'm not really part of the gift thing.
You would have to do that because I'm part of the gift thing for a year and a half now. So you'll have to find someone else.
No, well, you're going to do it because you already agreed to it.
I'm not. You're going to have to find someone else.
You mean no one from Community News is going to represent us at this yard sale?
Maybe
is that
one
what
of
you're
our
saying?
Interns.
They're too busy holding up one of your breasts. How are they going to go over there?
They're going to have to do it because I.
Okay.
I'm too
well,
big
that's
a star,
it.
Community News.
Huh?
Community News has made me into too big of a star. To interact with the town people.
You can wear your sunglasses. Don't wear your panda costume because I don't want you shot.
I don't want to be shot either.
Anyway,
I'll wear my Osprey costume.
Get your crap together.
Get
it starts
together.
This Friday, this weekend, the Townport yard sale. Neither of us will be there. Neither Joe nor I will be there.
But if you are a...
I will convince her to go,
If you are a Townport furry or a Townfield furry. Please, please, please do not wear your bear costumes. Go as an osprey.
Right.
We beg of you, because we do not want you to be shot.
Excellent. And I just want to let everybody know, this Friday on Community News, we have a very special interview with a very special comedian. Make sure to listen, tune in.
That's right.
And that's about it.
And not a local comedian, an international celebrity.
Absolutely. So that's about it. As always, my name is Paul.
And as always, my name is Joe.
Joe, it's been a pleasure.
Pleasure to see you, Paul.
Have fun. I will talk to you on Friday when we do our interview.
We love you, community.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.